Education. Kakamega Governor Fernandez Barasa has asked elected leaders and other education stakeholders to collaborate in order to realize the county's academic potential. Barasa made the call during the commissioning of an 8-classroom storied block, constructed by the National Government Constituency Development Fund, at Tecoa Comprehensive School in Lumacanda Ward, Lugari Constituency. He lauded the area Member of Parliament Nabi Nabwera for the impactful work he is doing in transforming the constituency's education sector, saying the efforts complement his administration's education pillar. The governor disclosed that in the last financial year, the constituency was allocated shush 24 million under the county bursary scheme, with each of the 6 wards receiving shush 4 million in support of needy learners. He told residents that a similar amount would be allocated in this financial year in order to enable needy students from the constituency to seamlessly access education. Nabwera said the state-of-the-art classroom block is part of his Ondoa Matope initiative, geared towards replacing mud-walled and substandard classrooms across the constituency with modern structures. He underscored the importance of education as a sole equalizer in life, reminding parents of the need to prioritize their children's education and provide a favorable learning environment. The newly commissioned 8-classroom storied block, constructed by the Lugari National Government Constituency Development Fund, at Tecoa Comprehensive School in Lumacanda Ward. This is among the 3-storied buildings we have completed so far. In the last 2 years, we have managed to upgrade 14 schools by constructing between 3 to 9 classrooms in each of them, he stated. He told the governor that it was only through cooperation between the county and the national government that the community's livelihoods could be transformed. He said, "The county government came to my rescue during the issuance of bursaries. I have over 1,000 beneficiaries of NGCDF scholarship, hence the bursary allocation from the kitty could not have been adequate. However, when I sat down with the members of County Assembly, we agreed to avoid duplication of beneficiaries. With such collaboration, many needy learners in the constituency benefited from the bursary kitties," the MP said. Likiyani legislator Innocent Mugabe also lauded his Lugari counterpart for his efforts in uplifting the school infrastructure and academic performance of schools in the constituency. He said the infrastructural development record within Lugari schools for the last 2 years was unparalleled, urging the community to fully support the MP's initiatives. Western Kenya KEPSHA Chair Andrew Amusale and Lugari Canute Branch Chairman Godfrey Maleri thanked Nabwera for the huge investment in the constituency's education sector, urging parents and other stakeholders to actively play their respective roles to ensure performance matches the modern school infrastructure. The newly constructed multi-storied block is designed to accommodate at least 60 learners per classroom.